بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. In the previous ayat we read about mehr in nikah. That is a money aspect. Money must be given. The husband should give mehr, dowry, to his wife. Another aspect of money, monetary matters as far as marriage is concerned, the inheritance, the estate of the yatim, the orphans, how that should be handled, and some directions with regard to that. So Allah Ta'ala says, previously Allah Ta'ala also had mentioned about the inheritance, how it should be handled by those who are in charge, who are in charge of the orphans. Yeah, Allah gives further instructions. وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ اور مت پکراؤ جو بے وقوفوں کو اپنے وہ مال الَّتِي جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ فِيهَا الَّذِي جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا جن کو بنایا ہے اللہ نے تمہاری گزران کا سبب. Which Allah Ta'ala has made a means of your sustenance. The upshot of this ayat is that the children should not be given their inheritance before they can discern and know how to spend their money. As young children, if they demand their money and you give it to them, they don't know about money matters and they will just abuse it and use it all in wrong ways. And in many cases they squander that whole wealth. And now when they are in need of it, they become responsible, they understand. Then they have already wasted all that money in wrong things. So the direction is, whether it is the inheritance of the children, or even giving expenses to the wife, if you discern that she cannot spend correctly, she uses it, she is extravagant, she uses it in wrong places for wrong things, then don't make her in charge of the money matters of the house also. Only when you see she can handle it and she understands, then put it in her hands and let her spend it. And this money, Allah Ta'ala explains one great virtue of it, that in this worldly life, when it is used correctly, it is qiyama, it is a means of your sustenance. That is how you live. You need money for your house, for your food, for your clothing, for your deen also. You want to go for your Hajj, Umrah, etc. All that you need money. So this money, which is an important ni'mat of Allah when used correctly. And a beautiful example ulama have given, that those people who know how to take out the poison from a snake, for them to handle snakes is no harmful for them, because they know they take out the poison and now the snake cannot harm them. Like that money, those who take out the poison of money, that is bringing pride in a person. Money which is used in wrong things to oppress people, for haram things money is used. Those who know how to take it out, stinginess, miserliness, they take that out, for them money is a great ni'mat. They use it to earn their akhirah. They see it to the needs of people. For them money is a great ni'mat, which Allah says that Allah has made it a means of qiyamah, by which you can stand up straight, you can live a proper life, you're not a beggar, you don't have to beg for anyone. Your whole day's du'as are not just for money, your du'as are for other very more important things. So that money which Allah has given, don't just give it to the orphans when they don't know how to handle it stuff. Neither give the expenses of the house to the wife if you see she doesn't know how to handle the money. وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَقْسُوهُمْ اور ان کو اس میں سے کھلاتے پہناتے رہو. And give them from that money for their expenses, what they need, as on a daily small amounts. You give them as they need, but don't put the whole estate which is there in their hands when they still don't know how to handle it. Only when they become of age and more than of age, they become responsible. They become mature in how to handle the money. They know how to handle it, how to make more out of that money, not just to go and squander it in one holiday, for example, or go and buy one luxury car with that money. Many people just destroy all that money in wrong things. So when you see that, and then you can give them. Otherwise, keep on looking after them, feeding them until they come of the time and the age and mentally, and they become responsible and they can handle their money affairs, then hand it over to them. In the meantime, وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا or kaho unse baat maqool, and tell them some good understanding words which they can understand. Tell them, it is your money, yeah it is, but you can't get it now. You will get it on your time. When we see that you are responsible now, you know what is money, you know how to handle it, not abuse it, and you are responsible, then this is money is yours, it's coming to you, you are going to get it. But just wait a little bit till you get better understanding. In this way, the inheritance of the children should be handled. It should not be destroyed in any way. It should not be abused in any way. And one way of abusing it is giving it to them when they are still not responsible. And they don't know how to use it. Overnight, they will destroy all their wealth. And that is also a thing that happens over and over. So it is the responsibility of those people who are in charge of the estate, the inheritance of orphans, that they must first see that the child is now capable to handle his money matters, then give it over to him. Otherwise, before that, use it for him. He needs it for his clothing, for his living. Give him from their spend on him. But don't give him the whole amount, the huge amount, when he doesn't know how to handle it. May Allah give us tawfiq to study our deen and then to practice on deen, and we get the full benefits of our deen. SubhanAllah.